trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
And here we be on a Thursday, March 27th, 2014. Wow, holy moly. It is a Thursday situation that we have here as Parker and the Man hits day four of our new run at Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. Can you believe we're already to day four? Tomorrow will mark the end of the first week. Are you kidding me? What the heck? I can't even believe we're in that situation already. And we got big stuff today.
Mark, are you kidding me?
I'm telling you, you think there's news? Sometimes there's news, and then sometimes there's not news, but today's big news.
Big news.
Big. You want to bust it out real quick before we even say hello or anything? Bust it out. Just bust it.
What about Miguel Cabrera's big new contract? Ooh. Miguel Cabrera.
You mean Miggy?
You know what kills me, Mark? And he deserves every dime.
That?
I always tell you this. He deserves every nickel. Okay, you go out there, play 155 games. He hobbled around last year. Remember, he was hurt. He was banged up. He's in bad shape. Played. And I'm telling you, if you got kids, get them a ball and a glove, man. They're just giving away money in baseball. Mark?
If you could get to be as good as Miguel Cabrera, that would help as well.
Because he just signed, 8 years attached to the 2 years he had left, 10 years, just under $300 million total package.
And that's how they're presenting it right now, is that's 10 years, just under $300 million.
But in reality, he already had 2 years still
correct.
Left.
He had $22 million for 2014 and $22 million for 2015. We all thought that at some point within the next probably 730 days, a contract would be offered. And for the people that have listened to us on our podcast and whatnot, making him think about the hockey rink deals and whatnot and trying to pare down everything so the Illichs can build this monstrosity for you over by Foxtown. This is money that they had budgeted.
He was already going to get a contract. We knew that. What people don't understand is they're not going to pay him and Scherzer. That's where you go. That's the money. That money you can't do because Cabrera is not going anywhere.
Look, they're smart enough to have said, we know what Miguel Cabrera brings to the table. We want to keep him. We don't want him going anywhere. We don't want that Albert Pujols Cardinal situation necessarily. We want to have Miguel Cabrera here for the rest of his born days.
And a little PR work going on as well.
Oh, it's a perfect time for it.
Because you got to remember, there's a couple things going on here. Number one, and that's why Dave Dombrowski apologized to Max Scherzer because they released that number and made him to be public enemy number one amongst Detroit fans. Why isn't 144 enough for him? He's greedy. You see the Facebook.
I still don't believe half of it, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, but that's it. It really was 129. But anyway, so they apologized to him saying someone in the organization released that number.
That would be the organization.
Yeah, there you go. And then fans are like, what's going on here? We're letting go all these players, whatever. Now you feel good again. Hey, Cabrera's not going anywhere. We don't have to worry about that after 2015. If he's not going to stick around, I'll still buy my tickets. All right, the team is not as good as last year, but they still got Cabrera. He's worth coming to see, right? He's a great player. And that's where the little PR comes in and the timing. I get it. Do it now. We're going to do it in 2 years. Do it now.
Well, it's almost like release the dogs. We need it for this. Everybody's starting to think that, you know, this is the hockey rink thing is going on to just past us. There's a lot of people talking about how Mike Ilitch, it's not a mystery that this thing is coming. And with each passing story about the demolition of Joe Louis Arena, where the money is going to be allocated, how the Ilitches are keeping the bulk of the revenue, there's all these stories that keep coming out. It's very apparent that the legacy for Mr. I, who's spending most of his time in Palm Beach now, the legacy is going to be this thing, this rink, this complex, this entertainment facility that's being built in the Foxtown area when all is said and done. And all funds will be directed that way. It's going to end up being close to probably half a billion in the
Is that with a B?
That's with a B, Warren Buffett and Dan Gilbert. Remember those billion-dollar brackets? Well, this is more than, you know, this is similar. I shouldn't say more. But that's going to be the legacy, not the Stanley Cup championships, not the non-World Series.
And I know this is hockey town, and people hate to hear it, but Mark, you know I know. He would give up every single Stanley Cup
For that ugly trophy.
Am I right? Yes or no?
Ugly,
he would.
With all those flags on.
He would. I don't care what anybody says. I know it's hockey town. He would give up every single one because that he played minor league baseball for the Tigers. He's a baseball player, wasn't a hockey player. He's a baseball guy.
When he bought the Red Wings, it was just because that was the only team available he could buy. He wanted to buy a team back in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s.
They were available.
That was the one. At the time, it wasn't available to buy the Tigers. And when, actually it was, Tom Monahan got his mitts in there pretty quick. He had more money, I think, at the time than Ilitch did.
He was making more dough at that
point. But Ilitch always lied in the weeds. And as soon as Tom Monahan was ready to sell, there were two buyers. One was you-know-who, Joel Ferguson, and the other one was Mike Ilitch. They chose Ferguson. I mean, they chose Ilitch over Ferguson.
Because Ferguson's check bounced, right?
No, no. No, they just weren't secure in the knowledge that the investor that Joel had from San Diego, California, who sent a promissory note to Major League Baseball for $500 million, said, we have this available. This is 1992.
It's a lot of loot.
Well, it was a lot of loot now, and it was a lot more loot then. And, you know, but that's a whole other story. But those were the guys, and Ilitch always wanted this team. And as Rob said, you love the Cubs, right? But that horribly ugly thing with the flags on it is what he would cherish more than anything.
He wants one so desperately. There's no doubt about it. All right, our telephone number, 248-848-1130. When you hear the money, when you see the money, what?
You know that off the top of your head already?
I just said it. 248-848-1130. Wow. I've been tweeting it and Facebooking
it.
Yeah,
no, but he wasn't looking there. He was looking back here.
No, I was looking over there. I know the number.
Because you can see us. Hello, everybody. We are live streaming on the web, parkerandtheman.com and premiersportstalknetwork.com. You can actually look at these fine, two good-looking gentlemen.
All right, let's go.
Oh, there's the finger.
Let's do it.
I got the finger wag. I got the finger wag. Hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who watches no current television. None. He thinks TMZ is a food additive. That's how much
wow.
He doesn't watch.
See, we need the rim shot. Come on, Mark. We got to get that
dum.
Back. The dum-dum.
Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, and, of course, our producer, EP, our engineer, Gary. We got our new permanent engineer, Gary. Give him a shout out.
Gary, Indiana.
And, of course, our video streamer, Matt, and his minions. He only had one minion today, right? Anybody
Where's
else?
All the video minions?
Where's the video minions? But, Matt, they're all on the other side of the glass. We got a couple of visitors today.
Visitors.
Friends, our friends of the show, friends of ours. We have Dan McNamara, our buddy. And Dan is going to be coming on the show, you know, later on and later time because he's planning this thing, these special events, Mark. Lunch with Parker and the Man. So you'll be able to come down to a restaurant, hang with us, have lunch. It'll be all set up. Pay one price, go in, the whole nine yards. It'll be fun.
Look, you could search the world over and say to yourself, who would I like to have lunch with? George Clooney, Sandra Bullock. I'm just thinking of gravity people right now. Steven Spielberg.
How about Halle Berry?
President of the United States, Barack Obama.
I got you.
How about Halle Berry?
Halle Berry. I'd have lunch with her.
Maybe somebody young. Maybe Taylor Swift. No. You want lunch with Parker and the Man.
That's right. And also, my former intern, Dion, is here. Dion, you know, the point guard from Wayne State, about to graduate, all that, moving on. There he is.
Wayne State about to graduate. I'm a poet, and I know it.
That's right. I'm very proud of him, so he's about to take that next step. I went to one of his games this past winter. I mean, it's still winter as far as I'm concerned.
Except Monday's supposed to be 60 now for opening day.
All right.
Winter
very nice.
Winter ends on opening day.
So double nickels is gone. It's now
6-0. It's up 6-0. To 60. I'm telling you, they updated the forecast.
You were fighting me yesterday because I said.
It was down to 52.
60 and dry, right? 60 and dry.
So it's just cloudy and 60 right now. That's what it says. That's when we want to weather.
Why'd we do it now?
Because we damn well wanted to.
All right.
I'm going to make one quick check for you. I just updated it. Still says 60. See? 60 Monday. See the 60?
Okay, I got it. Very
50
nice.
On Sunday, 60 Monday, back down 44 by Wednesday. So it's still with her.
And the other thing, Mark, before I want to say about this whole Cabrera deal and the whole under $300 million, and we saw what Clayton Kershaw got, $215.30.7 million a year as a pitcher, 25-year-old pitcher, signing for that kind of contract. You know, I know people just can't get over it, and they talk about the NFL all the time, but, dude, the money baseball has is, like, through the roof. Aaron Rodgers has the highest-paid contract in the NFL. How much guaranteed cheese, Mark?
Oh, it's not, guaranteed money's nothing.
How
Don't
much?
Forget, all this money in baseball is guaranteed.
How much?
For Aaron Rodgers, he $45 million guaranteed?
50. 50. That's it. 50.
Yeah, because we know that you could drop you at the drop of a hat for the salary that you get per
right.
year. We see it every
we
day.
We see it every day in the NFL. Baseball, Mark.
From Nate Burleson to Julius Peppers.
They all got dumped. Yeah. They all got dumped. Baseball. King of the world, especially when it comes to money, baby. King of
no
the
cap,
world.
All guaranteed cheese.
All guaranteed cheese. More different champions every year.
Correct.
Than all the other sports.
Than NBA, NHL,
NHL and
or
NFL.
The, or at the NFL.
All of them. 248-848-1130. And you know what else, Mark?
No, I can't wait.
Today is a TV theme song Thursday.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh.
Come on, Mark.
Who lives in a pineapple under the
Danielson.
Sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Danielson.
Yellow and porous is he.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Arrgh, me mateys.
That's right. It is a TV theme song Thursday here on Sports Night with Park and the Man, and you'll hear your favorite themes all night long.
Well, since we just played one, we don't need another one, but Rob's got one of his favorites coming up next. You do not want to miss that. That's next. We're just getting cooking here.
And we'll take more of your phone calls coming up.
248-848-1130. Miguel Cabrera is locked in for another eight whatever years. Dude, he's just going to be here until he can't play no more. And you got to hope that it goes that long. It's Parker the Man, fourth day on The Fan, Detroit's WDFN, The Fan. And, yeah, SpongeBob, we're just getting started. Hit it, Gary.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
And invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Turn it up there. There you go, Gary.
All right, it is a TV theme song Thursday on Sports Night with Parker.
I am
Man. Can you tell I'm excited?
I'm literally having flashbacks.
What?
I'm literally, it's like I took some kind of psychedelic drug. I went to bed on June 6, 2008, and woke up like the next day, but it happens to be 2014. Well, since you played the Golden Girls theme song, I have to tell you what happened last night. And we'll take your calls. We're going to follow the Wings and the Canadians. Here's the deal. Last night was the season premiere of Hot in Cleveland. It was a live
with
episode
Betty White.
With Betty White and, you know, Valerie Bertinelli and Wendy Malick and Jane Leaves. Alex Trebek was like a guest on the show. If you've never seen Hot in Cleveland, it's very funny. So Cedric the Entertainer does the next show called Soul Man.
Right.
That was also a live episode for the season
premiere.
I
do know that. I do watch TV Land.
They did a crossover thing.
Right, where Betty White was on the show. And he,
right. So Cedric the Entertainer comes on the show. He's not really supposed to be him. He's supposed to be the guy in Soul Man. And they start making a big deal about Steve Harvey being the funniest man they know. And of all the kings of comedy, Steve Harvey's the best. And Cedric the Entertainer says, really? Is that right? Steve Harvey's the best, the funniest guy you know. And I suppose Rue McClanahan was the funniest person on the Golden Girls.
Wow.
And Betty White, without missing a beat, turns to the camera and says, I've never seen that show.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I'll tell you what the ending was because it had something else to do with Betty White later on tonight.
All right, 248-848-1130. And we're talking about Miguel Cabrera's new contract. Tigers just...
What? Miguel Cabrera's got a new deal?
Backed up the truck, basically saying bye to Max Scherzer, and the Tigers have locked him up.
Goodbye to Max Scherzer.
Goodbye.
In fact, they've just traded him for a bag of balls.
Hey, they could make a trade if they wanted to.
248-848-1130. First one up tonight, Freddie. You're on Sports Night with Parker the Man, back on the Fan. Hi, Freddie.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Hey, Mark, that Valerie Bertinelli, she looks better now than she did 30 years ago.
Valerie Bertinelli at 50-plus does look better than she did, I'd say, 20 years ago. I don't know, about 30 years
ago. I forgot the name of that show.
One Day at a Time.
She was little Barbara Romano.
That's right. One Day at a Time. On the Cabrera thing, you guys are right. He deserves the money. But my question is, Verlander and Cabrera, to me, they're the two best players in baseball, hands down. We got them both. The only reason I say Verlander is better than Kershaw, because I've never seen Kershaw pitch in the American League. He might be a different pitcher pitching in the American League. That's just my opinion. But with these guys being locked up for the next 7 years, how many rings should we be getting? If we get zero, isn't it a major disappointment?
I'm going to tell you the exact opposite. Because those two guys are locked up for all that money, it probably will be zero.
Really?
Yep. They already had those guys. They've had those guys for how many years now? Verlander's in his, what, sixth year?
Seven.
They've won two World Series.
They haven't won anything.
Technically, Verlander pitched those two games in 05, too.
Exactly.
All I'm saying is, I don't know. It depends on... They're already telling you that they can't afford that third guy, which would have been Scherzer. Tell me, if they signed Scherzer and Cabrera, then I would tell you you'd probably win... The Tigers would probably win two World Series.
You know, Freddie, I'd say the same thing in a sense, because when they were looking for a shortstop to replace Iglesias, because let's face it, even if when Julio Iglesias gets back, there's no guarantee on what kind of guy he's going to be. I don't know. I know he's young, but when you have that kind of problem,
you don't know.
You don't know. So what did they choose to do? In the past, Mike Ilitch would have opened it up and said, here, Steven Drew.
2 seconds.
Absolutely.
Steven Drew. Get Steven Drew.
What? Instead, they went to a guy that Dombrowski drafted in Florida back in 98.
He's 36 years old. And you know what?
37.
Look at the roster and the lineup that they came out with. How you think this team is better or worse than a year ago?
They're worse on paper. With the running, you know, if this field, you know, if they get about 125, 30 stolen bases, they could be
Hey, Freddie, who are all these guys, except for Rajai Davis, that are all of a sudden going to start stealing bases? Victor Martinez is going to steal bases?
Yeah, who else? You mean
Nick Castellanos?
Him and Kinsler? Is that's the two guys, stolen base guys? I mean, where are you getting all the stolen bases?
Well, actually, I was counting on the shortstop, which is out for the year now. And, you know, maybe he'll make...
And Austin Jackson looks like a base stealer. He's not.
No.
He's not. Go look at it. He's not... He could have been stealing bases already.
Hey,
he doesn't steal bases.
I saw them. They said, look, in spring training, the Tigers stole like double what they stole last year. They stole like two.
Yeah.
So four is double. Yeah. I mean, that's not that big a deal.
I'm worried. You know, if they don't get at least once a World Series ring out of these two guys, it's going to be very disappointing.
Oh, I totally agree with that. I agree that when it's all said and done, if all the money they spent during what I call now the post All-Star era. That was when they had the All-Star game in 05, when Leland first came in, took him to the World Series, the clock was ticking. They have not yet won anything, unless you hold fast to those ALCSs. But World Series.
He has his ring, so the motivation is there, 100%, probably not as much as the other guys.
Oh, I think he wants to win, but you're right.
Yeah.
His ticket has already been punched. He's not one of these guys who's got to worry about, well, I'm going to play these years, put up all these great numbers, and never win a World Series. He's already won his World Series, so he's...
One last thing. This Danny Worth, if I were him, I'd call his agent and tell him, get me out of this town.
What did we say? We said it already. Get released. I want to be released.
I wish they would have stuck with him and kept Aviles Garcia. Been another chip in our minor league system. I'd love to see him in the right field. But
no, the thing wouldn't have happened without Aviles Garcia being in that deal.
I'm sorry?
That wouldn't have happened without Garcia being in that deal. That deal would never have been made.
I know, but you know, now looking, when they brought Iglesias here, everyone went crazy for this guy.
Well, he was hitting 400 in Boston.
And now it seems like everyone's frowned on this guy. And
he's hurt. But the only thing that's really weird, I say one last thing about Iglesias.
Yep.
Think about this. all the great plays he made during the regular seasons on Baseball Tonight and all this
that
stuff,
one
right?
In particular with the sidearm throw, yeah.
What was the biggest play of the ALCS? Do you remember what the biggest play was? It was a double play. It was a double play ball up the middle that he bobbled, that he butchered, that didn't turn into a double play and led to the grand slam home run by Big Poppy.
Right.
You don't remember that? Yeah. That was the biggest play of the playoffs.
That's right.
Playoffs.
Yeah. People forget that. That was it right there. That changed everything.
Well, it was good talking to you guys. So hopefully you get a World Series ring.
Thank you, Freddie.
Yep. Appreciate it.
All right, man. 1-0 Montreal. The Canadiens are on the board at Joe Louis tonight.
Did the brother score? Is that who just scored that?
You're looking at it. I'm not looking at it.
Did you see him?
Canadiens 1-0.
I didn't know the Canadiens had a brother on that team.
It was Plekanec who scored for – I don't think that's a brother.
No, the guy they kept showing was –
Plekanec scored the goal for Montreal.
S-U-P-P-A-N. That's who they kept
showing. Supan? Jeff Supan.
So was he the one? Maybe he had an assist.
Supes.
I don't know. Maybe he had an assist.
19th for him. So it's 1-0 Montreal about midway through
quick.
The first.
Oh, okay.
No, we're already midway. It's 7 o'clock start tonight. So midway through the first. 248-848-1130. If you didn't hear it, you're just tuning in. You're tuning on by Miguel Cabrera. I'll just say it the way they're saying it. 10 years, $300 million, just under. That includes the 2 years that he still had left on the deal this year and 2015 at $22
million. And Dion was sitting to my right. You know what he's saying right now?
Mm.
And I really went and played basketball at Wayne State. I should have played baseball. You know, he loves baseball. He's a big baseball fan. He probably likes baseball more than any basketball player I know.
You know what's funny? Well, I'm sure that's true. It just got hit in my head about the comparison between Cabrera and Fielder, just to show you the Mike Ilitch thing, because you brought it up the other day. The reason Cecil Fielder got rewarded was because he had two of the finest years at that point. We hadn't hit McGuire and Sosa and Bonds yet.
He had, 52 home runs?
He had 51.
51.
I went on that chase to New York when he hit the 50th
at Yankee Stadium.
He followed that up with 44. Remember, he was the first guy since Babe Ruth to lead the American League 3 straight years in RBIs. He was the first one since Babe Ruth to do that.
Oh, no, he was a killer when he was with the Tigers.
And what did Mike Ilitch do?
He paid him.
He paid him and rewarded him.
He was the highest paid player at that point. Mark, you know what the deal was? You ready for this? What year was that? Give me the year.
That would have been 91 and 92, 93.
Okay. Guess how much Cecil Fielder made the total money package was.
That year, that contract?
So it was you're talking about 20 years ago, right?
It's like $36
million. $36 million on the nose.
That was
you
the highest of the game.
It was the highest. $36 million 20 years ago to $300 million or just under that.
When did A-Rod sign the deal with Texas?
Right, 275, right?
So it was about 8 years, 7 years, 6 years later? Not even? Griffey Jr. changed the game after Cecil, and then A-Rod changed it after Griffey.
Unbelievable.
It wasn't that long until you got that $275 million deal, which changed baseball
and
forever.
And he got two of them.
Yeah.
If you go look at the list of the largest money contracts in pro sports, not just baseball, A-Rod has the two highest. And the other thing, Mark, that's unbelievable is I think out of the top 17 contracts, baseball has 16 of them. And can you guess what sport has the other one? There's only one. It's tied for eighth place.
The NBA?
Nope. NBA is not even close.
It's like one of those max deals, like for Juwan
even
Howard.
Even those were 130, 110, they were around there.
Is it an NFL deal?
Nope.
Hockey?
Nope.
Gretzky?
Nope. Boxing.
Mayweather?
Yep. Mayweather's deal he signed with Showtime, is that whatever it was? Is the
Floyd Mayweather, huh?
It's the eighth highest contract. Everybody else on the list, the top 16, are all baseball players.
7:27 on Thursday. Floyd Mayweather right now is at the M Hotel Resort and Casino at Sportsbook as we speak. I guarantee. I guarantee it. Laying it on Miguel. I'll tell you why he's there, because we got, you know, a little college hoop action tonight, a little Sweet 16 action tonight, which is starting in just a bit. So anyhow, Rob, do this thing. Here's what I want to know. Is there any negative? Is there anybody who said absolutely flat out, no way, no how should the Tigers have ever wrapped this guy up? And if you know what, if you watched the spring training game the other day with him trying to leg out a double, you got to be a little cautious still to how much athleticism Miguel Cabrera has in him.
Well, I think they feel better that he's at first base now, too, as he gets older.
Okay, but he's still got to run balls out. They ain't all, you know what?
If not all leaving the yard,
right,
I know.
If he gets 160, 170 hits a year, 130 of them aren't going out.
I want to say this, Mark, too. With Prince out of the lineup and for protection, will people be happy if he hits 32 or 35 this year? Like stays in the mid. Before Prince came here, how many did he used to have? He used to be in the 30 range.
He was a 30 guy. Yeah,
he was
35
in the 30
was
range.
His high watermark.
And now when
yeah.
Prince came, I'm not saying it's all Prince, but I'm just saying that'll be interesting to see how people react as well. All right, Rob Parker here for Sam's Alteration. Mark, you think you're the man? You're not the man.
No, no.
Sam's the man.
Sam the man.
That's right. Sam's
Sam
Alteration is located at 12 Mile and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Mark, when I go, and you know when I'm on TV, and I need to have my suits tailored just right, and my cuffs, and my legs widened, and all that other stuff, I go to Sam. He'll take care of all your alteration needs. His telephone number is 248-552-9950. That's right, Sam's Alterations on 12 Mile and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village.
Why should you see Sam?
Because he's the man.
Oh, he's the, you know what? He is the man.
He is.
Sam's the man.
Hey, Mark.
Yes?
Go get Sam.
Oh, man, I got one thing to tell you. You ready?
When I wake up in the morning and the laundry's out of water, I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
I can see us bebopping here, too. Where's Mr. Belding when you need him? How about that Mario Lopez? He's all over. He's like a sea crest. All right, coming up, all your calls, board talk on Miggy, 248-848-1130. Watch us right now on ParkerTheMan.com. Check us on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. You can email us, too, at ParkerTheMan@Yahoo.com. Rob, what is it today?
It's a TV theme song Thursday.
Only on Sports Night with Parker the Man, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan. Yes, we haven't done it in 6 years, but we're doing it again. Let's hear it nice and loud there, Gary. Parker the Man and the TV Teams on Thursday. What world am I in?
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.